Blog Talk Radio.
Up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's on, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh-oh, and if you fold it up, eh-eh. Stamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Stamina, mina, eh-eh, waka waka, eh-eh. This time for Africa.
Good morning from Dallas, Texas, and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. It is May the 3rd, I believe. And thank you for joining us on this great sunny weekend in Dallas, Texas. We have a great show lined up, thanks to my colleagues, Twambo Kapilisha from Germany and Roger Charlie in Alberta, Canada, for those great discussions and topics that have been they were hosting there. We are going to be talking to the Chipolo Polo America team, the group of leaders that are organizing the Zambia versus Japan events that are going to be taking place in, I believe, Tampa, Florida on June 6th. But before we do that, let me just mention to everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, May the 4th, we have a special feature with Zambia's ambassador to the United States, His Excellency Mr. Talan Molonda, will be joining us on Sunday tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, which will be 1 p.m. Pacific time on the West Coast and 20 hours GMT, which will be 22 hours Zambian time. We look forward to everybody joining us in that wonderful discussion as we will be joined by Zambia's ambassador to the U.S., and we're looking forward to a great discussion. All right, so that is our discussion for today, all right? And we are having, we're getting ready here as I'm looking forward to the team to join me here. And all right, I think I have most of the leaders who have come in here. Okay, the gentleman that I'll be talking to and part of the members of the team that are with us this morning are part of the America Chipolo Polo a group organizing the events that will be taking place in Florida, and we are going to be discussing a wide range of issues. Let me welcome one of the leaders, Mr. Samson Masawa. Did I say that right? No. Maswau. Did I say that right, Samson? Hello, Samson, can you hear me? Okay, Samson probably is working on his connection and everything. Let me do this. Samson, good morning.
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Did I pronounce your name properly? Did you hear me?
Sure, you did very well. Thank you so much.
All right, Samson is the president of Zambians in Florida, and he's joining us from the Sunshine State. Also joining us are two other leaders who are not strangers, Mr. Sidiq Abdullah Gelu, who is the president of Zambians in Atlanta. Sidiq, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right, and another person who's also joining us is Mr. Henry Sakala. The only Sakala I know who speaks more Bemba than Chitimukuru himself is the president of New York. Henry, your association doesn't just cover New York. Can you tell us what region covers your association?
Our association covers New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
All right. And you've got a special name, your co-association. What do you call it?
Our association is Zambian Family Association.
Okay, good. All right. So the purpose of our discussion is to share information.
I'm going to warm up your breakfast, okay?
And arrangement being made by these gentlemen and others behind the scenes. This is what is going to take place. Let me begin with Samson, who's on the ground where this is going to happen. Samson, Zambia is playing Japan in an international friendly match. Which date, what venue, and what city?
Yes. Thanks again for inviting me to this show to talk about one of the most expected and exciting events in Florida. Zambia and Japan will be playing a friendly match on June 6th,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Friday at 7:30 p.m.
All right.
Yes, and the venue is Raymond Stadium. It's also, for those who cannot find Raymond Stadium, if you just Google Buccaneers Stadium, then it will give you a better direction.
Oh, okay. It's where the Buccaneers play, okay?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay, for those that live in America, I'm sure you know the Tampa Buccaneers. That's a football team right there. Somebody is flying. Okay, so where we are heading to Tampa, the city of Tampa, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. If I'm getting up, I need to buy an air ticket. Where am I heading to in Tampa? Which airport am I supposed to be looking at as I search for tickets online?
It's Tampa International Airport. And the good thing about it, it's so close to the stadium. And all the hotels are just within 5 miles. So I would urge everybody to go through Tampa, and it's also cheaper to fly into Tampa. There are actually two airports, should I say. There's Orlando International Airport, but I would urge everybody to, if they can fly straight into Tampa, because it's cheaper to fly into Tampa than flying into Orlando.
Okay. Excellent. I'm sure that's good news for those that will be flying into. We'll be talking about the other aspect of others who'll be driving. So, of course, from understanding that comes from others may not know this, the team has already put together two hotels where this is going to take place, where everybody is going to be accommodated?
Yes. There are two hotels which have been, where we managed to get a discounted rate. And that's Country Suite.
Mm-hmm.
The price, yes, Country Suite. And 1 second, let me just make sure I give the right answer here.
Comfort Inn,
I'm sorry. Yeah. So it's Comfort Inn and
Holiday Inn.
And Holiday Inn, I'm sorry. Thanks a lot, Mr. Fede. I missed my
last name.
So, yes. And the price is $66. With all the taxes included, yes. For those who want something better than that, there's Holiday Inn itself, and it's
mm-hmm.
$97, including all the taxes.
Okay.
So we have all, and when you call there, if you call them, if you want to get the same rate, you need to mention the Association of Zambia, and they will automatically give you the rate we just talked about.
All right. I think that is very important information. And on the hotels, of course, people need to call ahead of time as they are making their air ticket reservations. They also need to make that reservation for the hotel. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So people need to know that information. I don't know if you have the phone numbers there, Siddiq, anyone you want to give out those numbers? We have a lot of people here listening who have called in and others are listening online. They'll be like, okay, what's the hotel number for me to call?
Okay. The number is 813-874-6700. 813-874-6700. If you call them, you can ask them to direct you to which hotel you're actually looking for. If it's Comfort Suite, which is only $66, all taxes included, or the Holiday Inn, which is $97, all taxes included, you can actually just ask them, because those are twin hotels. And like Samson said, it's like Mr. Samson said, just ask for the Association of Zambians group name, and that, and they will give you that discounted rate. And the good thing also, just to chip in, is that that same Holiday Inn, which is just a walkable distance from Comfort Suite, is the same venue we will have for the dinner. I know we'll talk about that later, but just to let everyone know that everything is within the 5-mile radius.
All right. So that's important information. So they can call that number and make that reservation, and they need to say Association of Zambians. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Excellent. You know, Samson, when we were talking yesterday, you remember I mentioned to you that somebody sent me a text message and said, are the tickets for the football match or soccer game already on sale? Can we talk about that? What do we need to do to buy the tickets?
Yes. The tickets actually have been sold for almost for the past 1 week now, if I'm not mistaken. So if anybody, anyone who needs a ticket to the match or to the game, they need to go to ticketmaster.com. And in there, they can search for Zambia versus Japan match or game. Then to direct them exactly to the seating, then they can choose, I think, section 100.
Okay.
That's where we are advising everybody to go, section 100, because we want everybody, all the Zambians, to be in one section. So whenever when you're buying your ticket, remember to choose section 1. And it's if they can go to Ticketmaster, search for Zambia versus Japan, definitely it will pop up immediately, and you have all the necessary information you may need. But the tickets also, maybe if I may say, the prices, if that's okay. It's
that's fine. It's important that we give us that information too.
Right. Tickets, with all the taxes, they are going for $34, approximately $34. And if you're a student, there's a discount, which I believe it's $29 with all the taxes included. However, for those who are students, they need to know that once they buy as a student online, they need to, at the gate, they'll be required to show their identification or their student ID.
When they come to enter the stadium, they need to bring their student ID together, of course, with their ticket.
That's correct, yes.
All right. So everybody, please take note of that. You cannot get away with it, all right? So the tickets are on sale. Go to Ticketmaster and search, and I think those of you that do these things on online, you search for the Zambia versus Japan, and the section is 100. Is that right?
Section 100.
Section 100. Okay, excellent. Siddiq, let me turn to you concerning, we talk about air travel, we got accommodation information. There are people driving. There are people who can drive. I mean, there are states around Florida who say, I'm going to drive. So what do they need to do? They are also going to Tampa, are they?
Yes, they're going to Tampa. A whole lot of us that actually we're actually going to either drive or we're going to use a bus. Here in Atlanta already, we are trying to sort that out now. And surrounding states like Alabama, Carolina, and everything. But I should mention that a lot of people from faraway places have already booked flights. We have a whole lot of people that have done that. And it's important that for those that are still making up their minds, they make up their mind now while the tickets are ready and cheap. Yes.
And, of course, that's the reason we are doing this a month before the event, so that people will have enough time to do this. Okay. When you're driving into a place like Samson, either you or Sadiq, we can comment. Those that will be driving, of course, at the stadium during the game day, they need to take into account that there will be parking charges at the stadium, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and. On the parking, definitely on all the, as everybody knows, whichever stadium or arena you go to, you have to pay in the parking lot or the parking place. And I don't have with me the parking rates they have there, but I'll promise to update you on that probably later today because I'm traveling to Tampa this afternoon. So all I can say, our audience, if they can look at, they can be updated through Facebook, and they also through their, they can get the information, more information from their respective association leaders.
All right, excellent. So that information for the hotels again, Sadiq, there are two of them. Give us the names again.
Okay. Comfort Inn and Holiday Inn. They're just next to each other, so that's a good thing. And they're 5 minutes from the stadium, which is 5 minutes from the airport. So we are really, really good to go on that aspect.
Is this, I don't know, maybe let me ask Samson who lives in Florida, is this a walking scenario? Is it walking distance? Because in America, when you're saying 5 minutes, it's a different thing. Is this walking distance?
Let me quickly answer that one.
Okay.
Okay. If you're driving from the airport to Raymond James Stadium, that's like 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes drive, and okay. from Raymond to the hotel is like 2 or 3 minutes drive. Now, those two hotels are just next to each other. You can walk. You and I, we can talk about the blog radio for 2 minutes and reach the next hotel. So they're just next to each other. They're twin hotels. So we're very good on that one.
Okay. The reason I'm asking this is that, okay, what would be, for example, somebody flew into Tampa. How do we get to the stadium? We're going to hire a cab, or how am I going to get to the stadium from the hotel?
Yeah, actually, let me answer that because I have an update on that.
Yes.
Actually, Holiday Inn has some what they call shuttle
buses.
Yes, they have a shuttle from the airport, Tampa International Airport, to take you straight to Holiday Inn. And as Mr. Sadiq stated earlier on, those hotels, Comfort Suite and Holiday Inn, they're just right next to each other. So that's, to me, it's you don't have to book a taxi. You can just get on the shuttle which will take you to Holiday Inn. So unless
I think even the Comfort Inn, they also have a shuttle. But you need to know which, because there are two Comfort Inns around that area. You should know which Comfort Inn you are going to.
Okay. Excellent.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you've explained that, gentlemen, because my friend from Pennsylvania, who I won't mention his name for security reasons. He was asking me if it's walking distance, but you see, in this country, the issue of walking is a different issue. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, our special feature. We are speaking to Chipolopolo America, the team that is putting together the events that will be taking place on June 6 and 7 during the Zambia versus Japan soccer game. Let me also mention to everybody that tomorrow we have a Sunday special feature with Zambia's ambassador to the United States, His Excellency Mr. Kalani Mulonda, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to have a special discussion. It's going to be addressing wide-ranging issues, passports, and all that stuff. Henry, my understanding is that this is a weekend of events, okay? So after the soccer game, talk to us what happens in the evening.
Thank you very much. Before that, you know, Mr. Sam, Honorable Sam is going to look into the parking lot situation, and we have an event which is going to take place in the parking lot. So it's very important if Mr. Sam can allocate a certain parking lot and the number where all of us, we can go to that parking lot and let's know the specific amount which you're supposed to pay. So that event which we talked about, which should take place before the game in the parking lot, will be easy for us that will know the specific parking lot which we are going to go to. And this information will be made available to everybody as soon as Mr. Sam does his job.
And where is that information going to be made available, Henry?
It's going to be available to our communication system. It will be on our Facebook. And for the listeners, those who are their own chairpersons, we'll make sure that the information is available to their leaders and they will inseminate to them, or they can call their leaders and get that information.
Okay. Okay, now talk about the events that will take place in the evening after the game.
In the evening after the game, we are going to have a Zambian dinner. And this Zambian dinner is going to take place at Holiday Inn Hotel. And all Zambians are welcome. And on this dinner, there is a fee which everybody is required to pay. And on this dinner, if everything goes like it has been planned, we are going to have our Zambia National Soccer Team will be present, and the FAS officials, our ambassador will be there. And it is at this dinner where we are going to communicate what we are trying to form in America as an umbrella organization for all association and all Zambians living in America. All this is going to be introduced at this dinner. And make sure you people out there put your dancing shoes on. Make sure you look for the nice dresses. You never know what's going to happen. Some of us who are not married maybe might catch someone of you. So.
I come for you. Henry, sorry to cut you short. This is a high-profile event. The national team, the ambassador, FAS officials. What's the price, and how do I buy a ticket?
The price is $20. Of course, don't expect $20 only, and don't expect everything to be free for $20. Of course, we have cash bar, so that people should come ready. Don't just hear that it's $20, and you should not carry anything with you. There will be cash bar, and make sure you come loaded. And we are distributing the tickets in advance through the leader, the president of association, because we have limited number of people that can be accommodated in that Holiday Inn. So people should take advantage of this, get in touch with their leaders, and buy the tickets in advance so that when the number is reached, we are not going to issue any more tickets. So take note of that and do what you can do as soon as possible so that we know who are coming and we prepare for them adequately.
That is very important information, what you have just said right there. Because, so therefore, people need to understand that most of this is being done through association leadership, okay? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very important. Siddiq, this is a late evening event. I believe the soccer match starts at 7, according to what Samson has said. What time are we looking at this event starting and ending, if it's going to end?
Okay, I do understand that the process will be a little bit tedious, but you see, we expect the soccer match to end around 9:30, okay? Yeah. But we've set the dinner to start at 9:30, okay? And reasons for that is quite obvious. I mean, we do not want to say 11 and then people come at 1. But all of us will be there by 9:30 waiting for people. I know people have to go and change and stuff, but we'll be right there as leaders waiting for them. This is a red carpet event, meaning that people should come looking their best. Okay.
And let me
just clarify a little bit concerning FAS and the national team being there. We do not want to say that they will be there when they have confirmed that they want to come, but then the host country is Japan. Japan has to endorse their coming to this event. I know they are coming to Tampa. I know they are coming to play soccer, but to come to this actual event, they still need a go ahead from Japan. So people shouldn't come and then say, "Ah, Mwari to go, you know, and stuff like that. We just have to make sure that is done and it's cleared.
Excellent. Thank you for that clarification. So the important thing to remember here is that this is a red carpet event. People need to come formally dressed. They need to leave their jerseys in their rooms. Is that right?
Exactly. And then and this is an all night thing. I mean, we come at 9:30 and we end around 4. Actually, we end until we drop. Food will be free, and but of course there'll be cash bar. Probably you will ask this question, but some people have also asked a few questions concerning tailgating. I mean, tailgating will be around 4 p.m. before the actual soccer match, and this is a situation where you have people, you know, just cooking or selling food outside the stadium. And even after the soccer match starts, those that still want to be outside the stadium, just enjoying themselves, getting to know each other, they can do that. That tailgating is very, very essential to what we're doing, because we want to get to know each other as Zambians in America and those that are coming from outside and everything. So please, people, come to the tailgate if you come to Tampa early.
Okay, excellent. Siddiq, you can respond to this. Henry, Samson, somebody lives in South America. I know we have an embassy in Brazil. Somebody is listening in Canada, in a town where there's no association. They are flying into Tampa. They want to come and attend this event. There's no association there. How do they get a ticket?
They can call me, and I will be able to reserve that ticket for them and transact it on their behalf.
Okay, and please tell them who is speaking and their phone number.
The person who is speaking is Henry Sakala, and his phone, this Henry Sakala, he lives in New York, and his phone number is 917-583-5138, and I'll be very glad to help you and to make sure that you get all that you want to the very best of your expectation.
Okay, excellent. We have a Facebook page for this event, Siddiq, that's right?
Yes, we do have it. And yesterday I changed the name to, the page is called I Will Attend the Zambia versus Japan Soccer Match / Dinner, 6 June. I know that's a long name, but you know, you can just go there.
Why did you change the name?
I said hello.
Why did he change the name? The America Chipotle Potato was just okay.
Okay, I'll change it back to it since you've spoken and since actually you, Vanathan, are actually part of this program and you are an authority on this, I will actually do that. yes, I will.
I'm just speaking on behalf of that somebody who may not have the courage to speak. I'm saying, those that have called in, if you wish to ask Samson Siddiq or Henry a question, press 1 on your phone keypad. I may not be able to exhaust all the questions that you have. What we're trying to do here is just share information about what is happening, or you can post your question to the Facebook page on Zambia Block Talk Radio or my personal page, Nathan Income. I don't mind. I can read it out, although I would prefer that you do it on the Zambia Block Talk Radio page. Okay, before I go to the phones here, we have something going on Saturday. Can you briefly give us a rundown of that before I go to the phone line?
Okay, let me quickly run through all of it. Tailgating 4:30, 7:30. The match starts 9:30, same day, June 6th, we have the dinner, very, very important event. Then the next day, around 1 p.m., we are going to have, states playing each other soccer, those that want to play volleyball and everything. We're just going to get together at a location that is yet to be provided. And we're also going to have a free barbecue on that same Saturday. And later in the night, around 7:30, we're going to have a bash, just DJs playing Zambian music and everything. And the price, there's a price for that call, which is not yet determined. It will be given very, very, very soon. And then the next morning, hello?
The information will be given on the Facebook page, okay?
Yes, on the Facebook page, yes. And then the next day, which will be Sunday, we'll go to the farewell, probably barbecue. That's not yet determined, but all that will also be given on the Facebook page. So it's going to be a weekend full of fun and full of events. So anyone that spends the little dollars that they have, they are guaranteed to have a great time that weekend.
Excellent. Okay, we have a number of people here who would like to ask questions, and let me allow them, since I may not be thinking the way they are thinking. Area code 407, last four digits 4485. Welcome, your name, please.
Brenda from Orlando. I have a question for Sam and Siddiqui. Is dinner included the kids? Because we have kids who are going to travel with us.
Sam, can you answer that one?
thank you, Brenda. Brenda, that's a very nice question. And honestly, it's something I think I would have to update probably most likely today or by Wednesday. If not, I'll try to get hold of I'll get back to my other association leaders so we can agree on that. But that should be... I can't say for sure, but we'll consider that, especially the kids are too young. Yes.
Yeah, we may have. You know what? We may have to have something for the kids that day, because somebody actually did ask me concerning that. But at this red carpet event where alcohol will be served and everything, I don't know if we should include kids in that. But like what Samson says, let's look at different aspects of it and probably have something for the kids, maybe the next day or something.
I know. Listen, just say to crack up something. Maybe if the kids are too much, you can leave them with me in the room and the mothers will pay me so that they can make some money too.
That sounds good.
That's a dollar from Kasama for you, Brenda, right there.
Thank you.
Let me also note that we may actually have to get a room, probably at Holiday Inn, and probably employ someone, probably a lady that was Samson trust.
And
keep the kids.
Okay, we have a lot of people want to ask. This is now an open forum. I want people to ask as many questions as they can. Let's allow the people to ask the question. Area code 954, the last four digits, 2130. Please tell us your name and you'll go ahead with your question.
My name is Charles. I'm just wondering, is there a way we can get a confirmation from Japan if they'll be able to let Zambia national team attend the event? Way ahead of time.
Okay, you know what? I made a promise to the leaders that by Wednesday I would try to push files to let us know. You know, so please make sure that you check the Facebook page because I'll be updating that. So by Wednesday, and if it's possible, send me your number so that I can also call you when Stars decides to reply or respond to me. But you are very, very right, because people are still wondering whether the guys will be here or not. But there's one thing that they actually did say. They did say that they're going to send jerseys that they wore when they won the Africa Cup. Not sent, they're going to give them to us to sell. And they were saying that most probably Japan, being a very friendly country, they will allow them to come to the red carpet event. They may not be there on the Saturday event because they leave the next morning back to Zambia.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charles. Let's move right along. There are quite a number of people here. 7709503, please go ahead. Your name?
Vanessa from Atlanta, Georgia.
Your name?
Yes, this is Vanessa Mumba from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is for the game. You said the game starts at 7:30 and the dinner is at 9?
Yes, 9:30, yes.
9:30, okay, because in questioning, say the game goes overtime. So how would there be confirmation of knowing what time dinner would be?
No, let's do this. If the game goes into that, we will be waiting for you at the dinner.
Okay.
Waiting for you until the game is done, and then the first person you will see is me waiting for you.
Okay, and the dinner is going to be buffet with servers, or is it serve yourself? That's something, and not just for me, but a lot of people would want to know.
Okay.
Because you're going to have over 300 people there.
Yes, you will have to serve yourself.
Is that a very wise idea with over 300 people?
Samson will answer that one.
definitely, we don't. Okay, we intend to have everybody save themselves.
Okay.
But I'm sure for 300 people, of course, we'll have a lot of food, but we'll
yeah,
try to.
Yeah, because you'll most likely have more than 300.
Exactly, and
you don't want to run out of food, nor do you want to run out of alcohol.
Definitely, no. Those will be available. We'll guarantee that everybody's fed, and the $20 is well spent. So definitely, we want to say limit a person to one plate, or maybe get salads and goes back and say, "Oh, that's it." So we're trying to let everybody. I'm sure people eat moderately, so we don't expect somebody to come and get 10 plates or so. So we have that in mind, and. We know what it takes to feed 300 or 400 people, so we'll have that in mind as well. So I'm sure that shouldn't be a problem, but it's a good question.
Yes, I mean, even yes. Like last year we had around 500.
Let me ask a follow-up question on that she has asked. That's a very important question. Do we know the menu, Samson, Siddiq? Do we know the menu and... Is it going to be buffet, or what's the arrangement on this?
Okay, but Samson will bear witness. We have a core group on Facebook of ladies from Florida and Atlanta working together on the menu. And for some reason, for a good reason actually, for good reason, Wednesday is the day that all of us are going to finalize everything concerning the menu and other things. This group of ladies, I've worked with them personally. A lot of people know them. They've worked here with big groups, in big events in Atlanta and Florida. So they will give us the menu. And please, like I said, check your Facebook for the updates, and that will be given. And, by the way, if you feel anyone, a member of public feels that they want to help in adding maybe something to it or suggest something, we are very, very, very...
Okay. If I may add to that, actually, our chairlead, Mathilde, she's on top of that. And the meeting, I'm meeting with my team on the ground this afternoon in Tampa. They'll update me on that. So, as Mr. Sadiq said, if you can just if watch the Facebook page, with I'm sure be updated almost every day, and most of these questions will be answered there.
All right.
Yeah.
You're gonna rename this. Let's give the name of the Facebook page again, so that people know what to look for.
Chipolo Polo America.
That's much easier.
Yes. I'm taking it right now.
It's easier to look for a name like that than that the Lusaka name you gave it, like Roger would say.
Yes, for sure. Actually, just to add on what the Atlanta caller said, the Atlanta caller raised a very important question, and he asked a very, 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 very smart question concerning what's gonna happen if the match has to go beyond the expected time. Actually, the best way I can explain to her is we are going to use what we call management by situation. The situation will dictate the way we handle the dinner. If the match goes beyond this unexpected time, which means we can shift the line of the dinner too. And okay. I think on the menu, I think the buffet, like she said, is the best. Going by the situation and the amount of people we are expecting, the buffet will be the best thing for us to do.
Excellent. Okay, we're still in that. I want as many people have called in to ask the questions they have. This is their show. This is their event. They need things clarified. We are still in Atlanta. The last four digits, the number is 6995. Please go ahead.
Batankam, how are you, McDonald?
Dr. McDonald.
Yeah. I think at this moment, especially where it comes to the preparation of the leadership, it's better to take every question that is being asked here. Like the lady who asked about the dinner, just take all the questions into consideration and then make a full, statement out to the people whether it's going to be dinner. They're very good questions. Like the lady asked about the buffet, I concur with the last caller. If you are talking about 300 people, it has to be definitely, self-service. So let's just consider all the questions and then probably have another call to update everyone to say this is now what we've come up with. Otherwise, we have a lot of good questions concerning this event. And, congrats to the team.
There's a question on Facebook here. What if a person is listening right now but is not on Facebook? How can one get more information?
Okay. If one is not on Facebook, okay. Anyway, Samson can answer that.
Yeah, if you're not on Facebook, I'm sure wherever that person is, if it's in the United States, there should be some association he or she may belong to, or even if she doesn't belong to any association, but I'm sure he or she's aware of some kind of an association in their state. Mm-hmm. And in that state, we are in touch with all the leaders. So if you have you want more information, contact your leaders in your state, and they'll have updated information. I'm sure you can call. I'm sure someone has a phone there. And
And if they don't have association in that state, you yourself form one and be the leader.
Definitely. If there's no association, I'm sure the phone numbers are already on the Chipolopolo America page, so people can call that number for more information or any other question they may have.
Yeah. Sadiq, please put on the phone.
Hello?
Please put the phone number.
No.
Okay, well,
the background.
Okay, I'm trying to there is noise. I'm not going to. If there is noise in the background, please go to a quiet place. I really do want to give you an opportunity to ask it. Still on the phone line. Area code 608-2239. Please go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Fidelis in Sokolo, Mpangaya Mambwe.
Hello.
Hello?
Go ahead, Van Sokolo, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, my question, first of all, the number that is on WhatsApp, I could have said this earlier, there's a mix-up of numbers. So maybe Wasidiki, if you could resend that number to some people could be trying to get through. Yeah, instead of 3-2, it's 2-7, I think.
I tried
to call the number.
On your Facebook page.
I actually updated it, and thank you so much, Van Sokolo. It's just that maybe I forgot to send it to you too, but actually did that, yes, and I apologize.
No problem. My question is about, are you going to have like a command post, something, because I know some people, most people we are glued to the information that you're giving us, but there's some people who are not saying anything, but I know they are coming. They've just made their private arrangements. They could be at different hotels. They could be driving there. Is there a place, a central place, where you're going to be situated, where people would at least check in to say, oh, Twaisa, we are from such and such a place, so that in the event of the changes or anything, you can try to contact them? Oh, not what type of group we do, Koku, or we have some people that come from ABCD, we are such a point. I mean, for me, I'm going to be there very early. I'll be there, like, Thursday morning. And I know there are some other people, most of us from Wisconsin, we are flying on the Thursday morning. So, like, well, if you can, maybe there could be other people doing the same, just to check in to see these people have arrived, so that you know who is in and who is not.
Okay.
If I may answer that.
Huh?
Yes. We have a team on the ground, and today we're having a meeting. So that's one of the things which is on our agenda. So once we conclude the meeting, we'll give out the phone numbers for people who are coming in Tampa, and these people, they live in Tampa, the people on the ground. So people are coming in, they can call. If they say they are lost or they came in driving, they are lost with the direction. So we'll give them phone numbers to the people on the ground who can direct them or give them the information they need. So definitely we have that on our agenda. So we'll update, as we said, we'll update it on the Chipolopolo America page and through other association leaders. So if they can just pay attention to the page and also contact the association leaders or their respective state representatives. So that was a very good question, and definitely we have that in our mind.
Yes. This is Sadiq talking. There's a lot of people also that have been trying to find that out. I'll also be in Tampa a day before, and I will be with Samson and everyone else. I'm saying this because I have a lot of people that have my number, and I have their numbers. So when you check in, please, you can also use my number, just in case you do not have anyone from Tampa. And my Facebook page also, I'm always on it 24/7. So you can also send me a message there. This is just in addition to Bassam's info.
Excellent. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we are talking to the Chipolo Polo America organizing team. They are sharing information, details of the event that are going to take place on June the 6th and 7th during the match, the international friendly match between Zambia and Japan. Please note, I know most of you are probably calling in for the first time. Zambia Block Talk Radio airs every Saturday. We have a Facebook page, Zambia Block Talk Radio. You can find us there. Every week we update our upcoming events and guests on ZambiaBlockTalkRadio.com. You can find us there. Let me also inform everybody that tomorrow, Sunday the 4th, we have a special feature with Zambia's ambassador to the U.S., His Excellency Mr. Palani Molonda. He'll be joining us at 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. Pacific time. Siddiq, somebody has just joined in listening. They were not part of this discussion from the first before I allow the last two people to ask their question. Give us a rundown of what is going to happen on Friday through the weekend.
Okay, Friday around 4 p.m. at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, we're going to have what is known as tailgating, where people just come in, and if you've got your own food, you come, there'll be barbecue, whatever you call those things, where you barbecue on and stuff, or if you just want to come and buy food there and just get to know Zambians. And then the program, the soccer match starts at 7:30. Now, those that are tailgating, either they can still remain tailgating or they can get in there. And the match ends at 9:30, and the red carpet dinner at Holiday Inn starts at 9:30. Okay, and please come looking your best. It's a red carpet event, and it will go on until the next morning. Then the next day, which will be June 7th, Saturday, around 1 p.m., we're going to have states, Zambians playing soccer against each other, of which I know Atlanta will win all the soccer matches there with others. And then there will be a free barbecue while we are watching soccer. This will just be a fun time for all Zambians. And then later on that same Saturday, around 7:30, the DJs led by Kamboni and DJ Just Kills and others throughout the United States are going to have what they're calling a bash, just listening to, you know, Zambian music, dancing, or, you know, your night away, at a location that is yet to be established. Then the next day, 8th, which will be a Sunday, we'll probably just have a farewell barbecue and everyone will go their own way. I know it's going to be a great, great, great weekend. Any other question that you may have, please get in contact with all of us, as it's already been stipulated.
This is on the Facebook page, Polo Polo America. Siddiq, one final important thing, need to know that the tickets are on sale. Where do they get the tickets from, and what section should they look for?
Okay, when you go to buy online your soccer tickets, make sure that you choose section 100. And according to reports, I hear that's the one that is actually available. So just go there and purchase your ticket, which is, with all taxes, is only $34. And let me also just say this concerning those that want to come and use, that want accommodation. Comfort Suites Inn is only $66, all taxes included. And when you call them, make sure you use the group name called Association of Zambians. And they'll give you that group rate of $66 without tax, because all taxes are included in there. Very, very important. And concerning the dinner tickets, Basamson, maybe you can quickly say that again.
Yes. For the dinner ticket, it's $20. And tickets, as Mr. Siddiq has stated, they are limited because of the seating capacity. So we are urging all those people who really want to attend the dinner to buy the ticket now from their... They can get the tickets from their respective association leaders. They can call their leaders. And for those who don't belong to any association, they can contact Sadiq, they can contact Mr. Sakala, they can contact me. I'm sure you can also go on Chipolopolo America with an updated information and phone numbers. And I'll emphasize that the tickets for the dinner, people shouldn't be blamed that they came for dinner and they couldn't get in. It's important they start buying them now because of the limited seating capacity.
Yes, okay. I need to quickly emphasize and reemphasize that FAS and the national team are very, very willing to come. They know about the dinner. They are looking forward to it, as they said, but they just need to have a go-ahead from the host country, which is Japan, to say, yes, you can go to the Zambian dinner. So please, if you come and then you don't find them, but just realize that probably Japan did not endorse it. But they tell me that the 80% chances that Japan will give them a go-ahead to attend the dinner, and you will meet the national team and Kalusha Vualia, the president, and other people that will come with them.
Great. So the Facebook page is Chipolopolo America. Check for the information there. Let me quickly take the last question and see if we can answer this under the 2 minutes we are remaining with. Area code 913, please go ahead, 2282. Hello? Okay.
Hello. Thanks, Nathan. Mr. Sadiq and Henry, thank you, guys. It's not a question. It's just like a quick comment. I just wanted to tell you guys that you're doing a good job. You guys should be ready for a very big job, because I know that a lot of people have not confirmed on Zambia, the Chipolopolo on Facebook and everything, but I know I've been calling a lot of people. There'll be a lot of people that will be coming that haven't even confirmed. So I just wanted to let you know, guys, that, you know, just expect a very, very big crowd, because, you know, so many more people are coming and they're not really putting so much attention on Facebook for some reason. And the other thing that I wanted to answer a question way back about the game going into overtime. My understanding, I don't think this is the kind of game that if it ends like at 0-0, then there will be like extra time and penalties. So I'm sure since it's a friendly game, it should be, if it ends at 0-0, then that's the final score. And from there, that will be it. So I think that's my question. Sorry, guys, I'm at the airport, so there's all this kind of noise in the background. But
Before someone says something concerning that, maybe Samson or Henry, I just want you to know that we are very prepared for a large crowd. We've got adequate security, and everything is going to go extremely, extremely well, and it's going to flow. We are very, very prepared. And thank you. I believe that was Rajabe Suvula. That's part of the National Leadership Coalition that we're having. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, that was the Chipolopolo America organizing team, Samson in Florida, Henry New York, Sadiq in Atlanta. Gentlemen, you've done your best to share whatever information needs to be shared. The Facebook page, again, is Chipolopolo America, and if you need to get in touch with Sadiq, Sadiq is on Facebook, Samson and Henry, you can get in touch with them. Once again, thank you, everybody, for calling in and for joining us. Next week, this discussion is going to be led or has been organized by Humphrey Malimba. Malimba is well known, especially in the Zambian community in Atlanta. We'll be discussing the article that was written in Lusaka Times that suggests that Zambians living in the diaspora need to go a psychological evaluation. That will be our discussion next week. Join us tomorrow, Sunday special feature with Ambassador Palani Mulonda. At 4 p.m. Eastern, it's going to be a great discussion. It's going to talk about anything and everything. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend. We're looking forward to seeing you all in Tampa, Florida. Chifukwa lelo, bantu bonse basobesa ulemu. Atate imwe. Ayelele mama. Mulungu
na zintu zinga chindi Tinga nkale osanga lala Tuva inga choki Talema na pepo Katena mbale wanga Azazi wakuti akula Azazi otawa mavuto Alimumanja mwake Kapena zaziwa Kutia funiko limba Chifukwa ni mwamuna Afuniko vuti kila banja Kuti ni bambo wa nyumba Elo asatae wana Siunga ziwe Aza kutunga kutogoro oh, oh.